other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this Monday edition of the Worldwide Transmission. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and I am surveying western areas of the United States to see for myself how much globalism and the tattletale control-freak society has expanded. I will have reports for you later in the hour on basically what I have witnessed while we have been out here. I am now in southern Utah, crossing over from the Grand Canyon in Arizona yesterday, and I've already filed some of those video reports at Infowars.com, but I'm going to be filing more as soon as I can get to a spot that has good internet. I am literally 100 miles from nowhere, as the Dwight Yoakam song says. In fact, I'm probably 500 miles from nowhere, and so all we've got is a landline. That's another reason I'm engaging in this trip, as I plan to travel around the country a lot next year, giving speeches and visiting our AM and FM affiliates. And just unfortunately, we even tried to go up on a mountaintop with the RV, and it just would not connect, so we're here via landline. We have quite a broadcast lined up for you today, to say the very least. And we're going to be breaking all that down here in just a moment, and just the unbelievable quickening of what's happening. We have Gerald Celente joining us with an update on what's happening with MF Global basically grabbing somewhere between $700 and $1 billion of their clients' money, and first saying J.P. Morgan had it, now saying they don't know where it is. And I guess the federal government, because most of the regulators, including the head of the CFTC, were invested with Mr. Corzine. Of course, they all got the warning to get out early, like the Koch brothers. So this is a new level of where they just take the money out of your segregated personal account. I've done some research. Those are supposedly guaranteed as well through another system. But now they're saying, no, this is the new way things work. We're taking your money. So Gerald Celente is going to be joining us. Jesse Ventura, you got to get him while he's hot, because he's about to go back to Mexico, at least for a few months, going to be joining us. We'll talk more about, will he run for president? I've now talked to Libertarian Party people. They certainly would like to entertain that. We also have Max Kaiser joining us about the importance of the MF Global fiasco. And InfoWars Nightly co-host, Nightly News co-host Aaron Dykes will also be in Austin, Texas, riding shotgun with us as backup in case I have any technical difficulties. He'll also be adding quite a bit of his expert analysis and historical commentary to backstop what we're covering here. We're going to go to break in a moment, and I'll come back and run through the unbelievable developments. But here's just some of them. New York Times tries to blame political film for White House shooting. Guess what political film? That's right, the Obama deception. Continuing, Egypt's brutal military junta is supported by Obama administration. Remember CIA Anderson Cooper? Oh, it's so gracious, the democracy in Egypt, as they kicked out the old dictator who wasn't brutal enough, and now just machine gun people en masse and beat their heads in. And the Egyptian military is saying, look at the police in America. They shoot and kill people. So now America is an example of evil, not an example of good. Continuing, if there's a run on the banks, Know Who to Blame by Paul Joseph Watson. I asked Paul to write that article last night because I discovered Forbes had a big article on us a few days ago with the headline, talk show host Alex Jones and guest call for run on banks. What we said is the globalists are going to pick people off one by one and steal your bank accounts outright. Also put all these crazy fines and fees on it. And so what MF Global and others are doing is going to destroy confidence. That's already happening with people getting their money out of the big mega banks. We'll be right back after the break. It is an incredibly jam-packed transmission. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Across the world on XM Satellite, Global Shortwave,
Okay, we have some kind of technical issue. Alex is going to be back in just a moment. But, of course, the news is loaded. And chief among them is this so-called assassination plot where the accused assassin has been linked to none other than Alex Jones' Obama deception. They've got the guy who allegedly sold him the gun, quoting that he knows he watched the Obama deception produced and written by Alex Jones. He doesn't recall, however, if Mr. Ortega ever talked of taking violent action, but he does recall the political film he watched online. So that's very interesting tie-in, as they've repeatedly tried to demonize this broadcast and other alternative news. And furthermore, you see a resurgence of this talking point where now you're supposed to watch what you say. You have to be careful who and how you criticize. You've got the Christian Post reporting, quoted here in Kurt Nemo's article, that conservatives and faith leaders warn Christians to be more careful of how they criticize political opponents after court documents reveal that the suspect in the White House shooting, Oscar Romero Ortega Hernandez, believe President Obama to be the Antichrist. So just like in the Tucson shooting and other incidents, you see an attempt to blame the rhetoric in media for actual attempted violent action, or in the case of Tucson, actual violent action. We have Alex back on the line.
I'm here in Monument Valley, Utah, where they have to truck the water in, and so it's like back in the 1940s. This was John Wayne's favorite place to hang out, even when he wasn't shooting more than 10 of his famous films here, like The Searchers and A Yellow Ribbon. But we are here basically tracking globalist activities. I left the Grand Canyon yesterday. I'll have reports on that for people coming up in the third hour today. Again, I join you by phone, not by our crystal clear Skype audio and video, because I'm back in the 1940s here in beautiful Monument Valley, and we've just got incredible video from inside the Grand Canyon, the UN signs, a local tourist basically gets upset that I'm even talking about the UN taking over America and gets mad at me. All of that is coming up later today, and we've got a jam-packed broadcast lined up for you as well. And again, Aaron Dykes there is in studio with us in case I have any technical difficulties. Continuing here was just some of the headlines. Aaron was just getting into this. New York Times tries to blame political film for a White House shooting. The political film is the Obama deception. And we've got all these, quote, conservative Christian leaders coming out and saying, don't criticize the government. It's not of the Lord. That's all part of the FEMA clergy response team situation. Very frightening that they continue to have so-called friends of all these different shooters come out and blame our films, when my film, The Obama Deception, says Obama is a puppet and not even a bad person. He's a teleprompter-reading minion, a nobody, and that it's the mega banks, the Council on Foreign Relations, the private Federal Reserve. We never call for offensive violence. And I don't believe for a minute his so-called friend that's quoted in the New York Times, just like with Poplawski, the guy that shot three cops, and within 2 hours, the Southern Poverty Law Center connected writer, who later had to retract, five different publications had to retract, had said that he shot the cops because of me. When they actually released his full searching record and what he was visiting, it was hundreds of sites, including Fox News, CNN, and it turned out Richard Poplawski hated Alex Jones, hated Infowars.com, and posted on all the big white supremacist sites, posted on our site attacking us, and the system knew it and didn't care. Within 2 hours, the cops weren't even cold yet. They blamed us when he was drunk with pit bulls. His mother, he was a mama's boy. He got threw out of the Marine Corps. She said, you're not going to have a second dog. They're crapping all over the floor, excuse my French. And he threw a fit. She said, I'm calling the police to throw you out. At 4 a.m. in the morning, they showed up, and he shot him with his semi-auto AK-47. Okay, so that's what happened there. And within 2 hours of him being in handcuffs, they came out on the news and said he did it for Alex Jones. They went into his computer and said, look, this guy's attacking Alex Jones. We'll blame him. Same thing with Tucson. I got blamed for it. Turned out the guy was attacking me. He was a big liberal and then fried his brain on a bunch of drugs and was connected to psychiatrists as usual. Now it turns out this guy, they're saying, watch the Obama deception. And so that's the one reason he must have done this, when I explained the first 10 minutes of it, that Obama is built up to be destroyed so that he'll take the political blame for the globalist agenda, just like the next Republican they put in might not even be a bad person individually, but will still be politically destroyed and blamed for the entire agenda. This is very, 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 very dangerous. And that's why you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the FBI visited us 3 days before the Obama deception was released. They delivered a gag order to us, would not say why they were there, but kept asking about the Obama deception. In the days after, they would call up and ask my employees questions about it. And then, of course, I had a gag order. All I could say is the FBI came here. And then, of course, it later came out in the news that they had indeed been to our office. Folks thought that was some stunt. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on almost 100 AM and FM affiliates. We're on XM, Global Shortwave. We have 3 million listeners a day. We don't need to pull stunts, okay? We have have the New York Times and all these other giant publications attacking us all over the place right now, trying to set us up for violence so that when they SWAT team us or kill us or do whatever they're going to do to me, that they can basically rationalize the whole thing. They're trying to paint us as violent so they can have the pretext to come after us. They've got the Internet kill switch bill they're pushing. They've got all this other legislation coming out. They've got this legislation where under copyright there's no due process. They can shut down any website. It's on. Why is InfoWars.com being attacked? Why is the Obama deception being attacked? Why is Alex Jones being attacked? Because we hit the bullseye. We're over the target, dropping heavy poundage, pounding the enemy, blowing them to kingdom come in the info war. We know the pen is mightier than the sword. We know the film is a trillion times mightier than the sword. We understand that speech and ideas are bulletproof and cannot be defeated. And we're not backing down. We're going head on into this black hole of the New World Order. We're going in, through, and beyond. And nothing is going to stop us at the end of the day. Doesn't matter what happens to Alex Jones. Doesn't matter what happens to InfoWars.com. That's the reason we're so attacked by the COINTELPRO and the disinfo ops. From below we're attacked. From above we're attacked by establishment media, you name it. We are under total bombardment because we are on target. We are over the enemy targets. Just like the old World War II saying, how do you know when you're over the target? It's because you see the black smoke trying to block everything out. You get into that fog of war, and here comes the strafing. Here comes the anti-aircraft chaff. Here comes the exploding shells putting all the metal into the air to fly through your engines and blow you out. We are under globalist attack big time because we are actually having a giant effect. We had Forbes magazine just 2 days ago come out and say, talk show host Alex Jones and guest call for run on banks. What we said is it's going to cause a run on banks as these global mega banks and brokerage firms start stealing people's sequestered accounts. But that's how they're trying to spin it. New York Times, Forbes, just the attacks continue. MSNBC, Nightline, just pounding and attacking savagely because they don't know how to deal with us. They'd love to kill me in a New York minute, but they know it'll turn us into a martyr. They know that I've studied history. They know that I'm committed and don't care, and they understand that, and they don't know how to deal with it, so they're trying to assassinate our character. So I hope you all realize what we're facing here. I want to give you some of the news and throw it to Aaron. New York Times tries to blame political film for White House shooting. Egypt's brutal military junta is supported by Obama administration. Big Six pesticide manufacturers to face human rights tribunal. If there is a run on the banks, know who to blame. Graphic video, a brutal crackdown on Tahrir Square protesters in Cairo, praised by our loving government. Egyptian military justifies murder of protesters by pointing to American police. Curling up in a ball to avoid police violence may be considered active resistance. There's videos coming out of people curled up in balls being billy clubbed and rubber bulleted and pepper sprayed, and the police are saying, this is the new freedom. You are resisting us when you curl up in a ball. You must stick your chin out and say, please break my jaw. Again, this is just the total wickedness that's coming into America as the banks prepare to suck everything absolutely dry. Joining us today in about 40 minutes, Jesse Ventura with breaking news and information. Coming up in about 12 minutes, we've got Gerald Celente on the latest on MF Global saying we're not going to tell you where the $700 to $1 billion in customer money went. That's all coming up. And Max Kaiser on MF Global and how big this is and the fact that the media admits that's what's hammering markets right now. It is Monday, November 21st, 2011. This is the Info War, and I am wound up. Aaron Dykes, take us out to break. Tell us what else is coming up.
We are going to go to break. It's something I want to get into later is that angle that Egyptian military justifies murder of protesters by pointing to American cops, and they routinely use the way they handle civilians to justify things that happen overseas, often by military and other units trained in America. But more on this alleged attempted assassination attempt when Obama wasn't even in the country is the fact that he's been politically desperate for a long time now, and the Democratic establishment is scrambling to either justify a resurgence of Obama's political popularity through some kind of pretext or false flag attack, or to rebrand another Democrat, Hillary, one possible name floated. They weekly weekly, constantly report on how he has politically dropped so bad in the polls that they are desperate to figure out what to do. So we'll see which way that goes. We'll be back, as Alex said, with Gerald Celente, Jesse Ventura, and more. Max Kaiser coming up, InfoWars.com. Stay tuned tonight, the InfoWars Nightly News.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 23rd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,690.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,732.57, $866.29 for a half ounce, or $433.15 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,732.57, $866.29, and $433.15.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Way to see Forbes and the news. New York Times coming out and attacking myself by name, Infowars.com. Now, the Forbes article, in a way, is almost positive. I don't know if it's a hit piece or not, because we're called conspiracy theorists and things, but it does admit that we've been right about gold going up in price, and it does admit that MF Global has disappeared all this money, and so people have a right to be upset, but it uses all the standard cliches. The headline is not right, though. We're saying you can't trust the banks, so that's going to elicit the bank run. That's what always causes the bank run. And you already see people in the last few months pulling their money out of the big six mega banks, and you now see them arresting people that come in and try to get their money out. When I first heard that a month ago, I thought, this can't be true. And then I watched YouTube after YouTube after YouTube, where the people would go in and the cops were waiting, and they would like say, "You're upset today. Why are you so upset, ma'am?" They'd be like, "I'm not upset. Give me my money." They'd be like, "You've got to wait. No, you give it to me now. That's it. Disorderly conduct. You're out of here." So many of these poor people that work for the system really think that they're going to hold the system up by engaging in all this tyrannical activity. The truth is they're going to allow the globalists to end this free republic as it's been known. Traveling across the West, and I've been out here many times, I've never seen children looking more poor and disheveled, people looking more freaked out and poor, restaurants that are few and far between being more empty, hotels and motels being more empty. We pulled up to get gas last night next door to a Burger King that was right next to the border with southern Utah and Arizona, which it was just on the Arizona side before you cross over into the Monument Valley, Utah area. And I got on video 9 stray dogs, but by the time we got back on the RV and left, there was about 15 with more showing up. Just large stray dogs fighting over scraps of food and following people into the Burger King, growling at them, demanding that they give them something to eat. I mean, it was very, very dystopic. I've never seen anything like this. And I've been out in the West a lot. I've never seen the Indian reservations looking more run down and disheveled. I've never seen the people looking more dejected and freaked out. I've never seen more police, more Forest Service people bugging their eyes out. The only new cars are government vehicles. It is really scary. The things I've seen out here, and I'm going to be filing more of those reports. I've probably got 20 video reports I haven't uploaded yet. You know why? Because there's no internet out here. I mean, you get in towns and sit there in a parking lot for an hour trying to upload a 4-minute clip. So I'll have to file most of these as we're driving back to Austin tomorrow evening. And so I want to challenge everybody out there to be watching Tuesday night at Infowars.com and Wednesday with the Nightly News. We've got Mike Adams, who's going to be hosting the Nightly News tonight. It's Aaron Dykes tomorrow. And I really appreciate the great job they're doing. Rob did a great job. It's so good to see other informed people who can, in some cases, do a better job than I'm doing. God bless them. Plus, that means more targets. I don't like being the only B-17 up here dropping bombs on the New World Order. Aaron, you started getting into the incredible statements by the military regime installed by the globalists, the same folks that have taken our country over through COG, now just machine gunning men, women, children, arresting anybody that doesn't wear a burqa, Sharia law, and putting al-Qaeda in Libya, and then the new forces say, hey, we're doing what America does. Incredible, Aaron.
Well, yeah, you've got the tale of two cities going on, because if you're Syria or some other country they want to run over, then every injustice is totally an outrage. But if you're a U.S. client state like Egypt in the middle of internal civil war, every injustice is just justified because it's just like America. And the quote here is, "We saw the firm stance U.S. took against Occupy Wall Street people and the German government against green protesters to secure the state," said an Egyptian state television anchor yesterday, and thus the implied justification for what I think now amounts to at least 35 murders just from these recent clashes, all because the military will not give up power in Egypt, and they're saying elections would be in 2013 or after.
Amazing. And notice how Anderson Cooper and others endorse this, as the ultimate in democracy 6 months ago, 8 months ago, and now they're not even criticizing the mass murder and slaughter because it's purely a globalist system. Again, every country being taken over by this corporatist Borg, and where all liberties are thrown out the window. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente, Aaron Dykes, Jesse Ventura, Max Kaiser, and more. Don't forget InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now?
But you've got someone to blame.
You've got someone to blame.
Yeah, if you go to InfoWars.com,
one love.
You can see Forbes blaming Gerald Celente and I for possible runs on banks and the stock market going down. Headline, talk show host Alex Jones and guests call for run on banks. Forbes, they've got someone to blame. It's not MF Global's fault. And then there's another little headline from the New York Times blaming my film, The Obama Deception, watched more than 35 million times for free online because we want to defeat the globalist. We make powerful films and put them out for free. And they're now saying the guy that shot the White House did it because of the Obama deception. Really, a film that calls for nonviolence, a film that points out Obama is a puppet 3 years ago and would betray everything he said he would do. Really. No, they're blaming the Tucson shooting. They're blaming Poplawski, the cop killer. They're blaming this latest thing on the Obama deception. We've proven over and over again because they're scared to death of it. They're scared to death of our analysis. Like the three-year-old saying the emperor's not wearing any clothes and everybody finally points out the obvious. I know rocket scientists. I know tyranny when it's coming down the road a million miles an hour at me. Okay? Now, I want to get Gerald Celente's update on this because as soon as he started blowing the whistle, that caused the dam to break. It was the straw that broke the camel's proverbial back. It turned out for almost 2 weeks, going back to early last week, they had known that massive amounts of money were missing from MF Global that had bought up other solvent firms, like the one that Gerald Celente had a multi-decade-long account with. By the way, I've now done research, and we have the head of MF Global and others, including federal regulators, at the CFTC who were invested with MF Global and had to recuse himself, saying that these funds would be guaranteed through a different system, just not FDIC. So I put that in your pipe and smoke it. But here's why Gerald Celente joins us. I misspoke at the start of the show. If you just type MF Global into Google and click news, the first two headlines you get are AP and CNN. We'll put these on screen. MF Global missing funds may hit $1.2 billion. Now, that was earlier this morning. Now the trustees come out and said, oops, it's more than $1.2 billion. That's the AP headline. And I see another one here saying it might be as high as $2 plus billion of the $6 billion that went into bankruptcy with the former globalist Goldman Sachs alumni, New Jersey mayor, with the head of the CFTC, invested in it, involved with Corzine, recusing himself a week and a half ago, according to Reuters and Forbes. So but it's not their fault. It's Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com and Alex Jones of Infowars.com. It's our fault. Aaron Dykes is riding shotgun in the studio. He'll be popping in. We've got Gerald till 5 after, and then he's leaving. And then Governor Jesse Ventura is joining us, then Max Kaiser. Going to Gerald Celente. Gerald, it's now above $1.2 billion, and they're telling now they're talking about more than 50,000 customers. It was 33,000. You're not going to get anything. And they're now saying, we thought J.P. Morgan had the money, but now we're just going to say it disappeared into the Easter Bunny patch. Gerald, this is all our fault. Didn't you hear?
Yeah, I get a kick out of these people. They say, I should have been smarter. Yeah, I should have been smarter. It's like walking down the street and somebody blowing your brains out from behind. You know, if Jesse James did this, it would be robbery. But when John Corzine does it, oh, it was just a mistake. How come this guy isn't being even brought in for questioning? I just heard Senator Roberts over there saying that it looks like illegal behavior is behind this. How come he isn't being brought up? Where's the perp walk? As I said before, the press is really easy to judge people, prejudge them in the media. You don't even hear Corzine's name come up anymore. We sent out that press release, Alex, that you have about CME Group, where they said that they guarantee the funds and that nobody's ever lost a penny. It went out to over 45,000 people in the media. None of the major prostitutes will touch it. And then I got this letter from this guy, this little worm of a man. I use the word man loosely. His name happens to be Jeffrey M. Christensen, Christian, not to confuse him with Jeffrey Zero Christian. And here's what he says about me in talking to people like you, that I'm ignorant, I'm stupid, and I'm delusional and self-delusional, and that Corzine has not done a perp walk because he has not been alleged to have done anything illegal, only incredibly stupid. Hey, Worm Christian, if you listen, you're incredibly stupid. And if you want to talk to me like that face to face, come on over and let's have a visit. Because here's the facts, you little worm. Causine, it is allegedly has done something that is more than just incredibly stupid. He has broken the cardinal rule. You don't go into a customer's private account to go do the firm's gambling. You get it? It's as simple as that. This is robbery, and no one is calling him out. Maybe Causine has, you know, he just held a $35,000 a plate dinner for Obama, a fundraiser. Maybe he's not showing up because he's preparing a Thanksgiving dinner for us. You know, so we'll all get a little more turkey to eat.
Gerald.
This little twerp going on and on and on. And here, you'll love this one, Alex. This is a beauty. When anyone stops talking about the trilateral, when a man like him, meaning me, calls others sheeple and speaks of the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderberg Group, I know I can stop listening. Oh, by the way, this little weenie worm guy, Christian, the CPM group, they said gold wasn't going to go up this year. Yeah, that's right. He's so brilliant. No Trilateral Commission, no Bilderberg. Hey, jerk, even go on Wikipedia, look up the names that I was talking about. Draghi, the new head of the European Central Bank. Mario Tricardmonti, the new head over there in Italy. Papademos, over there in Greece. All members of the Trilateral Commission. One, Draghi is a chief cat with the Bilderberg. It's right there. This is a conspiracy. This is guys like him that are probably CIA agents.
Well, Gerald, let me stop you right there because this is important. Here is CNN. More than $1.2 billion in customer funds might be missing from bankrupt broker MF Global. Now, this is going on 3 weeks now. Nearly twice previous estimates of the shortfall, the trustee administering the firm's bankruptcy said Monday. And that's who they're saying has the accounts. MF Global was forced to file for bankruptcy last month after it disclosed $6.3 billion in exposure to troubled sovereign debt from weak European countries, sparking panic among investors. So, of course, they have to spin, Gerald and myself and others, pointing this out as if somehow we're bad. It's true. All of these major bank heads, all of these finance ministers, all of these prime ministers, presidents, they're all financed or are actual Goldman Sachs operatives. Even Time Magazine last week said it's a global coup, a coup in Europe by Goldman Sachs, government by banksters, for banksters. But again, now here we are 3 weeks later, going back a week and a half ago, even and we showed these on air. Even Reuters and Forbes and others had CFTC acting ahead over this investigation because the head is invested in it, so had to say, you know, I'm recused, saying this appears to be illegal and something's nefarious. But now the media just says, well, I guess it's more than $700 million. It's more than a billion. It's $1.2 billion. It's more than $1.2 billion. And they admit that it's destabilizing the whole market. If over $1.2 billion or whatever it really is, they won't deliver people's money. When we're talking about a $800 trillion group in the press release by the CME group that you just mentioned, of course, they've got to turn it around and have Forbes come out and imply we're the bad guys. Folks, no one's bank account is safe. They've already stolen most of your pension funds. They've already invested those in derivatives. Your 401ks, it's all admitted. Your Social Security, it was spent decades ago. And here everything is falling apart. We've been in a depression for years. They keep lying to us. But going back, Gerald, because I don't want to spend too much time on this guy, who is this person you're quoting that was making those asinine statements? Because over some years at 60, some years it's over 70 of the 125 people, 130 or so that are at Bilderberg are Goldman Sachs. I mean, no one denies now from the Financial Times of London to Time Magazine that it's a global government of, for, and by the banksters. So I don't want to spend all day on this guy because he's not worth the time. Is this some analyst that a attacked you? Who is this person?
This guy's the head of the CPM group. They're
I
a trading
the
group. What I'm trying
God,
to say, Alex,
to
is they're going
to
start barraging us with negative news to try to discredit us. When in the meantime, Corzine, where's Corzine? Where is this guy? He's not even, look, as I said, you know, when Dominique Strauss-Kahn was accused of allegedly false, you know, having sex with a maid, boy, the press jumped on that one all over the place, gave him a perp war.
That's how you know it was staged.
Yeah, and yeah, now where is Corzine? How come he's not showing up? So the reason I'm bringing this up, when you mention about Forbes, try this one on, everybody. Go to Forbes 2009. They made fun of me then. One of my assistants at the time cashed out her 401k and bought gold at $700 an ounce. They said she was overreacting. Gold is at $1,700 an ounce now. What an overreaction, and not even a retraction. They're going to do everything they can do now to try to discredit us because the whole system is going down, and they misquoted me in there.
It's not really a correction. You may not have read the Forbes article. He actually admits that you were right about that, and so they must be listening and said, well, it's a weird article. I mean, they're kind of framing us for any problems that may come, but then they also admit that you've been right and that I've been right. So you might want to go see that article. I know you've made a point out of that, but they say that she did it at 900 and that it basically doubled. But I remember it was 700, so it's more than doubled.
But Alex, I want to follow up on this because it's very important. They misquoted me, and I'm saying this, and the reason I'm going so public with this is that the entire global financial system is melting down. What's the stocks doing over in Europe? What are they doing in the United States? They can't solve these problems. I said, if your money's with Schwab, if it's with Raymond James, I don't care who it's with, Smith Barney, if this thing collapses, you're going to get shafted. Oh, they're going to tell you that you have insurance, just like the CME said that ours was guaranteed. Yeah, it'll be guaranteed, and you know when you'll get it? I guarantee you'll get it after you're dead, because that's how long it's going to take. And if you get your money before then, it's going to be devalued into nothing.
And they're going to say it's your fault for being in a pension or a stock market, just like his sequestered account, segregated account under law that was his was taken. They're going to say it's your fault. When you complain, they're going to say you caused the market to fall. Now, Gerald, I want to get into where you're going with this, but I think now it's confirmed. As you said, as I said last week, this is way bigger than $700 million. It's way bigger than $1.2 billion, they're now admitting. And this is about physical delivery, as Max Keiser predicted. They could not deliver the gold to people that had won it in the open market, and so they simply defaulted. And instead of even paying you in cash, they just said, you know what? That's the way it is. And then now it's kind of creepy to have the biggest derivatives kingpins. I've forgotten who that guy is actually attacking you. And to have Forbes coming after us, we must have really hit a nerve. How dare
we hit
you?
A nerve, Alex. The CME group, the group over there where that guy Duffy says that they guarantee everything, they've lost over $2.5 billion in equity share since this thing happens. I'd like to see it go down to zero. CME. Maybe it's the Chicago Mafia Enterprise. Where is the money, Duffy, that you said you were going to guarantee? How come the prostitutes aren't calling them out on this? And I'll tell you why. Because maybe they don't have the money. And I'm, you know, here's a scenario. I'm going to give you a scoop. We're saving this to the top trends of 2011, but I'm letting you know this because of all the listeners there that are faithful to your show and want to know what's going to happen before it happens. You go back, Alex, to when Obama was elected. I said, prepare for a bank holiday. What happened is I'm doing research in the Corzine thing. There it pops up with Joe Biden. You remember, he was head of, he was senator from that state of, the loophole state over there in Delaware that gives all these corporations a free ride before he became vice president. He's out there campaigning for Corzine in his aborted effort to get reelected as governor. And Big Joe puts his arm around Corzine and he said, Biden said, you know, there was talk about a bank holiday when we came into office. They were discussing it. And we brought in Joe to advise us. I'm saying this because the entire system is collapsing. I believe they're going to keep propping it up until after Christmas so they can sucker everybody in to spending money that they don't have and buying a lot of Christmas crap that they don't need. And after that scam is over, bam, it's going to come down because the entire global financial system is collapsing. And if anybody with anything between their heads think that Sarkozy, Merkel, Draghi, Papademos are going to solve this problem along with the super committee, I love it, the super committee, a house of fools are going to solve this problem, you're going to get what you deserve.
All right, stay there, Gerald. Gerald, we'll be right back. Incredible information, Gerald.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmental. Friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Way up. Way up north, north to Alaska, go north for us your song. North to Alaska, go north for us your song. Big Sam left Seattle.
Here's a new headline from the street. Super Committee failure won't hit U.S. rating agency. Won't lower rating again. Remember you heard Geithner 6 months before they lowered it from AAA plus to AAA. He said there's no way that would happen. And, of course, it did happen. It just goes on and on. So this is becoming a huge issue. And imagine the magnitude of this, where you've got people's own private accounts and they just take them. And now we learn it's $1.2 billion. And remember, all these mega banks and brokerage firms have gotten tens of trillions of our taxpayer money, and now they want more, more, more. At 5 after, Jesse Ventura is joining us. We're about to go back to Gerald Celente and get any comments from Aaron Dykes, who's riding shotgun. I also want to point out that Gerald's right. It's time to support alternative media, which is growing and being attacked, obviously. It's time to subscribe at trendsresearch.com. It's time to get all 18 of my films that are on DVD for $260 off or $99.95 at InfoWars.com. We're on the front lines of the fight against tyranny, and we need your support. You know, get the Obama deception on DVD. We sell it very inexpensively with expanded extras at InfoWars.com. Or you can see it and download it at PrisonPlanet.tv. The system is scared of this information. We couldn't do it without you, the listeners, our AM and FM affiliates, and their local sponsors, and just all of you that support us, and, of course, our sponsors. So, again, it ends here in just a few days, 15-day free trial, PrisonPlanet.tv, to also see the Nightly News. We've got hosting the Nightly News tonight, the health ranger, Mike Adams. He's going to be breaking down some incredible info on the Super Committee. Now he's going to control legislation on the Farm Bill. Don't need bills originate with individual House members. We have a 12-member committee with a 13th leader. Now, Gerald, this is a short segment, one more coming up. Looking at this, I mean, it's asinine, the mind job, the con job they do trying to spin it around against us. Obviously, that's not going to work. So, as you said, this is obviously much bigger than what they were first saying. Where does it go? How does he get away with this? You know, they're taking his name out of the news instead of just doing the rehabilitation job, because obviously that didn't work. But when all these heads of federal agencies that protected Madoff for 11 years are caught in bed with Corzine, I mean, I guess at a certain point it's just total criminal takeover. What do you do?
Well, again, what we're warning is the high probability that there's going to be some type of economic martial law. And just like I couldn't get my money, this has nothing to do with Corzine. He's just one of the Goldman Sachs gang. And the Goldman Sachs gang, as I said on your show, you know, the Rothschilds would be envious to see how what the Goldman Sachs reach is. So what I'm saying is there's going to be some level of martial law. I'm not economic martial law. I'm not telling anybody what to do. I always make this clear. Think for yourself. But for me, I'm not having any money where anybody can get their hands on it. Gold, silver, dollars, I don't care what they are. And the other thing too, Alex, all of those police out there that are beating up and pepper spraying the people, guess what, guys? Now hear this. You're going to lose your pensions. That's right. You know that retirement that you're looking for? You're not going to get it, because the whole thing's going down. And it's not only MF Global. It was Lehman, Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, you name it, one after another that needed to get bailed out or went under. And your money's going to go too. So you're beating up the wrong people. All you guys that are protecting the Wall Street mob, you should be protecting your family, your friends, and yourself. Because you're going to get it, boys. That baton you're beating people with, you better not bend over, because the white shoe boys are ready to stick it to you, cops. They're going to make mincemeat out of you.
We'll be right back. Stay there. Incredible information when you're also on TV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.